Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
Simply moving the dumpster to a location that's not only more private to prevent dumping, but also makes it more convenient for your residents to take out their trash is going to feel to your tenants like you are doing things to make their life easier.
Welcome to the Best Ever Show, the world's longest running daily commercial real estate podcast. Our hosts interview commercial real estate experts every day to get you the best advice ever with none of the fluffy stuff.
Best ever listeners, welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Slocum Reed, and today I'm hijacking the podcast to tell you why I love dumpsters. This is technically a bonus operations episode. I think a lot of this information will be valuable in acquisitions as well, since it has to do with what you experience when you arrive at a property for the first time, ideally to do your due diligence. There are three particular points about dumpsters that I want to get into. No, I'm serious. This is an episode about why I love dumpsters. The first one is that they are a bellwether for how the property is being operated and the tenant sentiment about the property. Imagine yourself arriving for the first time in the parking lot of the apartment building that you are considering purchasing, doing your due diligence. Maybe you have it under contract already, or you're just curious. The dumpster is one of the first things that I look for. And there are several reasons, but one of them is I want to see how clean the area around the dumpster is, and I want to see how clean the grounds are in general. I want to see whether or not all of the trash that's going out to the dumpster actually gets in it. Is there furniture beside it? Is there trash littered around the parking lot? Does it look like a raccoon did that, or does it look like people just didn't make it all the way to the dumpster? I manage a lot of apartments in C areas, so you're talking about workforce housing. It's much more often the case with workforce housing that you're going to find trash around the dumpster, furniture that's just been set next to it. So those are important things for me to know with regards to tenant sentiment, frankly. The cleanliness around the dumpsters also tells me a lot about how many units I'm going to have to turn proportional to the total units in the space. Because when I find a lot of soda cans, other trash in the parking lot, next to the dumpster, but not in the dumpster, In those cases, I know that there will be more units that I have to turn early on. We already have tenants who are disrespecting the space for whatever reason. They're disrespecting it. That's not the point. They're leaving their garbage in the parking lot. I know that those tenants or properties experiencing trash around the parking lot are more likely to have high rates of delinquent rent, and tenants who are presenting other issues that are likely lease violations, and tenants that will need to be moved on from the property as the business plan is executed. So point number one, your dumpster is a bellwether for how the property is being operated, especially when it comes to tenant sentiment. The cleanliness of the parking lot, the cleanliness of the area around the dumpster is going to tell you a lot about the tenant base feel about living there and how they've been behaving prior to your taking over the property. The second thing about dumpsters that I love is that they're easy to move. Typically, your trash collection company is going to move it for you as long as you're going to put it in a place where they can get their trucks. There are a couple of reasons why this is so important. One of them is that a lot of the dumping that I kind of referenced in the last point can be the result of neighbors or people from other properties in the area bringing their trash, their old furniture to your parking lot because they see there's a dumpster that they can easily just leave their stuff next to and leave someone else to take care of it. In cases like that, simply moving the dumpster to a space where it's not as visible from the street or not as visible outside of the complex will drastically reduce the amount of dumping that you experience, assuming that the dumping is coming from not your residents, but other people who are just seeing the dumpster from the street. The other nice thing about it is, I've spoken to this multiple times, as have many Best Ever podcast guests. You're very likely executing a value-add business plan, which means you're planning to raise rent and you want to demonstrate to your current tenant base that you are going to treat the property and them better than they have been treated prior to your taking over. Simply moving the dumpster to a location that's not only more private to prevent dumping, but also makes it more convenient for your residents to take out their trash is going to feel to your tenants like you are doing things to make their life easier.
We'll get back to the show with first some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. Deciding how to invest your capital is more challenging than ever. That's why it's never been more important to partner with a company with a solid track record and that has thrived through various economic cycles. Companies like BAM Capital. BAM Capital is a trusted multifamily syndicator that has delivered a historical average of over 35% IRR with an average hold period of 3.5 years. BAM Capital has never missed a preferred payment, never lost an LP's investment, and never called capital past the subscription amount. BAM Capital is currently raising capital for a fund designed for accredited investors, targeting a 15 to 20% IRR and a 2 to 2.5x equity multiple to its investors over a 3 to 5 year hold period. If you're an accredited investor and you want to learn more about multifamily investment opportunities with BAM Capital, visit capital.thebamcompanies.com. Again, that's capital.thebamcompanies.com.
Frankly, all you did was call the trash company, in our case in Cincinnati, Ohio, Rumpke. All I did was call Rumpke and tell them we wanted the dumpster to be over here instead of over there. And because over here was a place where they could get their trucks, they moved the dumpster. My tenants are happy because it's easier to take out the trash. They feel like I'm taking care of them. We get less dumping. And all I did was make a phone call. Everybody's happy. The third reason why I love dumpsters is a bit more experiential. I would not have understood this or expected this before I started managing apartment buildings, especially in C areas. But every once in a while, we find that almost a whole set of furniture or a couch, mattress, box spring, and table maybe have been loaded up beside our dumpster. And especially if we've already moved the dumpster and dumping is no longer prevalent in this space, that's a red flag for us and a warning that someone is moving out. Most of the time they've told us we have the termination of lease. We know that it's happening. We know that it's theirs. That also means that we know who we need to bill for the cost of taking care of that furniture since it didn't make it into the dumpster. But sometimes we see a set of furniture show up next to the dumpster. We were not aware that anyone was moving out because no one gave us notice. We go back and watch our parking lot and common area surveillance footage, from the night before, and we see that a tenant is indeed moving out of their apartment without notifying us. This happens a lot more often early on in our ownership or our management of a property while we're turning over a tenant base in a value add style business plan. Inherited tenants who are not going to make the rent increase, they're just not going to be able to stick around for whatever reason, financial or not, they often disappear. And being attentive to your dumpsters can help you understand when those people are disappearing and when you're going to have unexpected vacancy that you need to pounce on to get renovated, likely necessary, and then re-rented to keep your occupancy rates and your revenue up. So just a quick episode here, best ever listeners. I do love dumpsters, but I only love them long enough to record a small episode about the three main reasons why I paid such close attention to dumpsters at the apartment properties that I manage. Quick summary. The first one is that the dumpsters, their location, their condition, and the general cleanliness of the parking area are a bellwether for the way that tenants have been treating the property prior to my taking over operations. The second is that moving the dumpster is a very simple way to improve the tenant experience and to prevent dumping. And the third is that being attentive to your dumpsters can also be an indicator for you of when you're going to have surprise vacancy. Thank you for tuning in, best ever listeners. If you gained value from this episode, please do subscribe to our show. Leave us a 5-star review and share this episode with a friend that you know we can add value to through our discussion of dumpsters today. Thank you and have a best ever day.
Hi, best ever listeners. Joe Fairless here again. And one last thing before you go, would you like to receive a short weekly email with proven tips from experienced investors, free tools and resources, and a roundup of the week's most relevant news and best ever content? Well, if so, join the community of nearly 15,000 commercial real estate passive and active investors who receive the best ever newsletter. Just go to bestevercre.com/access and you'll get the very next one. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, thank you for listening and have a best ever day.